It's music's greatest decade. Tom Tarando is your host for this survey of Billboard's number one hit singles, uncut, along with notes and background information on the songs, the artists, and much, much more. Sit back and relive the unique sounds or experience for the first time the most dynamic artists of that era. Here's Tom Tarando with songs from another year, music's greatest decade. I need somebody help, not just
anybody help. You know I need. Thank you.
It's 1971, and the year in music starts out as it ended in 1970 with George Harrison's My Sweet Lord. That tune was number one for the week of December 26th in 1970 and held the top spot for two more weeks as we all turn the calendar page to January 1971. Hi again, everybody. It's Tom Tarando, and this is Music's Greatest Decade on GRHSI Radio. In 1971, a gallon of gas was 40 cents. And it's a good thing, too, because American families were hopping into their cars, hitting the road, and heading to Florida to check out this new place called Walt Disney World that opened in Orlando. A postage stamp was 8 cents. The average annual income was $10,600, and home buyers were plunking down more than $26,000 for a piece of the American dream. Later in 1971, Congress ratified the 26th Amendment, lowering the voting age to 18 years old. As we told you at the top of the show, George Harrison finished his four-week run with My Sweet Lord the week of January 16th. To be followed on a three-week run by Dawn with Knock Three Times, and the year was off to another rockin' start. Later in 1971, Three Dog Night grabbed the top spot with Joy to the World and held it for an incredible six consecutive weeks. Also in 1971, three songs, One Bad Apple by the Osmonds, It's Too Late by Carole King, and Rod Stewart's Maggie May, each owned the number one song in the country for five consecutive weeks. Tony Orlando actually had two careers, one in the early 1960s with Epic Records and the one in the 1970s that we all really associate with Tony Orlando. And it started as a fluke. Tony was recording for April Blackwood Music in 1970 and was asked to sing lead along with two West Coast backup singers on an obscure song that Epic had the rights to called Candida. Candida soared to number three on Billboard's Hot 100 chart, and then Dawn followed that up with Knock Three Times. Tony Orlando recorded his lead vocals on the East Coast, and background singers Thelma Hopkins and Joyce Wilson recorded their vocals separately on the West Coast before they started touring as Dawn. And the rest, as we say here on the program, is music history. The Osmonds posted the first of three songs in 1971 that stayed on top for five consecutive weeks with One Bad Apple, which reached the top spot on February 13th and stayed there through the week of March 13th, only to be replaced by a two-week run of Me and Bobby McGee by Janis Joplin. Me and Bobby McGee, written by Kris Kristofferson, was only the second posthumous number one hit of the rock era. Sitting on the Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding was the first. And finally, rounding out our first set of number one songs from 1971, The Temptations' Just My Imagination. It was the group's third number one single, following My Girl and I Can't Get Next to You. Here now, Knock Three Times by Dawn, One Bad Apple by the Osmonds, Janis Joplin's Me and Bobby McGee, and The Temptations' Just My Imagination, all on Music's Greatest Decade on GRHSI Radio.
One floor below me, you don't even know me. high means you ain't gonna show.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained and rode us all the way to New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, hon, if it ain't free. No, no. And feeling good was easy, love, when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby McGann. From the Kentucky coal mine to the California next to mine. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. That's all that Bobby left me. But if feeling good was easy, loud when he sang the blues. If feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby. Just my imagination once again.
ever take her love from me, or I will surely die.
What music do you like? 50s, 60s, 70s? It's all right here on Music's Greatest Decade with Tom Tarando on GRHS iRadio.
All right, thank you, Bob Riley. Our focus this week is on the year 1971, in which a government consultant by the name of Daniel Ellsberg released what became to be known as the Pentagon Papers to the New York Times, exposing greater U.S. involvement in Vietnam than Americans knew at the time. A new Datsun sports coupe was slightly more than $1,800, and average monthly rent was $150. If you wanted to see a movie in 1971, that would set you back a cool $1.50. It's now mid-April, and Billboard has posted another number one hit, Joy to the World by Three Dog Night. Mae Axton and her son Hoyt, Hoyt Axton, were the only mother-son songwriting team around. She co-wrote Heartbreak Hotel in the 50s. Joy to the World turned out to be the best-selling single ever for the group and its record company, Dunhill. Believe it or not, Hoyt Axton wrote Joy to the World for a children's cartoon special called The Happy Song, but it never made it into the show. It was later pitched to Three Dog Night, which incidentally has 7 members in the group, not just 3, with their rendition climbing up the charts to number 1 in April 1971. Brown Sugar was the first number one single to come from the Sticky Fingers album by the Rolling Stones. The Stones inked the New Deal and took their music and their logo, the red mouth with the tongue sticking out, designed by Andy Warhol, to Atlantic Records. Brown Sugar was controversial at the time. Fans didn't know if it was racist or glorified the heroin drug trade. So Fats Domino advised Mick and the boys to bury the vocals a little bit deeper into the mix so fans couldn't really decipher the true meaning. Brown Sugar stayed on top for 2 weeks. From June through mid-September 1971, there were 4 songs that occupied the top spot for just 1 week apiece. One Ads by Honeycomb, Indian Reservation by the Raiders, James Taylor's You've Got a Friend, and Uncle Albert, Admiral Halsey by Paul and Linda McCartney. So, with your permission, we've created a mashup of those 4 songs that stayed just 1 week apiece in the top spot on Billboard's Hot 100 chart in 1971. Listen now to Joy to the World by Three Dog Night, Brown Sugar by the Stones, and our mix of 4 one-week occupants in the top spot, all on GRHSI Radio's Music's Greatest Decade.
Was a good friend of mine. passion. Put us on this reservation.
Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe.
Call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh yeah, baby, to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call. And I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend.
We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. We're so sorry if we caused you any pain. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. But there's no one left at home, and I believe I'm gonna rain.
Pie?
The butter won't melt, so put it in the pie.
All right. All right.
Listening to Music's Greatest Decade with Tom Tarando.
All right, thanks, Michelle. We're moving through the number one hits of 1971 according to Billboard Magazine and Billboard's Hot 100 chart from 1971. The second of our three number one songs to settle into the top spot and camp out there for five consecutive weeks was It's Too Late by Carole King. It arrived on top the week of June 19th and stayed right there through the week of July 17th, 1971. Carole King's Tapestry album was number one for 15 consecutive weeks and sold more than 15 million copies. By the summer of 1974, Carole King had 8 number one hits to her credit, including It's Too Late and the flip side of that 45 with I Feel the Earth Move. The Bee Gees hit How Do You Mend a Broken Heart, also in 1971, more than 2.5 years after the brothers Gibb broke up the group. Late in 1969, Robin split the group and went his separate way. Barry and Maurice also departed to start solo careers before Robin came back and reconciled with their brothers. The Gibbs were born in Manchester, England, moved to Australia, and became a hit there before convincing their dad to move the family back to England. Dad was a little bit reluctant to do that, so he hedged his bet a little bit and first sent the boys' music ahead to the production company NEMS, which also handled the Fab Four. Robert Stigwood got that package, arranged a gig at a London theater, and signed the guys to a 5-year gig. In 1977, the Bee Gees recorded their most successful album, the soundtrack for Saturday Night Fever. The Bee Gees sold more than 200 million records worldwide and posted 9 number one hits on Billboard's charts, ranking the guys third on the all-time list behind the Beatles and the Supremes. And the last song in our next set belongs to Donny Osmond with Go Away, Little Girl. Donny was son number 7 in the Osmond clan, and he joined his older brothers in the entertainment biz at the age of 5. Donnie's addition to the group moved their arrangements from 4-part harmony to 5-part harmony. There were lean years in there for the Osmond family before they hit number one with One Bad Apple in 1971. We played that one earlier in the show. After that success, the tabloids and teen magazines started clamoring for Donnie as a solo artist, and the family and the record company did not disappoint. Donnie recorded the Jerry Goffin Carole King song, Go Away Little Girl, and it moved into number one on September 11, 1971, and stayed right there on top through the week of September 25th. Here now, It's Too Late by Carole King, the Bee Gees' How Do You Mend a Broken Heart, and Donny Osmond's Go Away Little Girl on Music's Greatest Decade.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we just stop trying. And it's too
thank you. I can think of younger days when living for my life was everything a man could want to do.
I could never see tomorrow, but I was never told about the sorrows.
How can you mend the broken hearts?
How can you stop the rain from falling down?
How can you stop the sun from shining? What makes the world go round?
How can you mend this broken man?
How can a loser ever win?
Still feel the breeze that rustles through the trees and misty memories of days gone by.
We could never see tomorrow. No one said a word about the sorrow.
How can you stop the rain from falling down?
How can you stop the sun from shining? What makes the world go round?
And how can you mend this broken man?
How can a loser ever win?
Please help me mend my broken heart
and let me live again.
You
This is music's greatest decade, your favorite decade, on GRHS iRadio with Tom Tarando.
Thanks again, Bob. As the year 1971 winds down, five different artists post the number one song in the country from October 2nd through December 31st, including Maggie May by Rod Stewart, the last of the three songs in 1971 that we told you about that claimed the number one spot for five consecutive weeks. Cher followed for 2 weeks with Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves, then Isaac Hayes with the theme song from the movie Shaft for a couple of weeks. Family Affair by Sly and the Family Stone held the number one spot from December 4th through December 24th before being replaced on Christmas Day in 1971 by Melanie's Brand New Key. Let's listen to Rod Stewart and Maggie May, Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves by Cher, the theme song from Shaft with Isaac Hayes, and Sly and the Family Stone's Family Affair, before we come back with a really great personal setup story for our last song of the night and the last number one song of 1971, Melanie's Brand New Key, all on music's greatest decade.
Bye. would travel and show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Money down. Picked up a boy just south of Mobile. Gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. I never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth Southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, she was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance money they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
He's a complicated man, but no one understands him but his wife. child grows up to be somebody that just loves to learn. And another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them. You see, it's in the blood. Both kids are good and bomb. Blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair. Your heart is there, but you can't stay, cause you've been somewhere else. You can't cry, cause you look broke down, but you're crying anyway, cause you're all broke down. It's a family affair. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
This is music's greatest decade, your favorite decade, on GRHS iRadio with Tom Tarando.
And we close tonight with Brand New Key, the number one song in the country on Christmas Day in 1971. Doing research for the show, I found out that Melanie had a last name. It was Sofka, and that she and her husband, Shekirk, started Neighborhood Records. They created the song Brand New Key in less than 30 minutes and recorded it for Melanie to use as an interlude at concerts when she wasn't singing songs about peace and love and togetherness, all the things that she experienced firsthand when appearing at the Woodstock Festival in 1969. Brand New Key was a blessing and a curse for Melanie. The blessing was obvious, but the curse was the goody-goody reputation she got from the song. Melanie said later, "It was very difficult because fans categorized me as a sweet person singing sweet bubblegum type songs, and that's unfair." She stopped performing in 1972 and didn't reemerge until 1975, singing her favorite mature, more adult songs. Now, back to Melanie in 1971 and 1972. My sister-in-law was in seventh grade in Lockhart, Texas, and fell in love with that song along with her sister and their friends. They listened to it all the time. She loved the song and still loves the song to this day. And Cindy loved the song so much that they played it over and over as an adult and a mother of two sons. My nephew Robbie married Abby at a venue outside of Austin on June 3rd. Now, what does all of that have to do with Melanie? Well, Cindy and Robbie agreed that the mother-son dance couldn't be to any other song but to Melanie's Brand New Key. So, while the DJ was setting up the dance and announcing them, Cindy and Robbie laced up roller skates and made their way around the dance floor to Melanie's Brand New Key. And as baseball announcer Mel Allen used to say, how about that? All right, as always, we appreciate you spending some of your valuable time with us. I'm Tom Tarando, and we close this edition of Music's Greatest Decade with Melanie and Brand New Key. So long, everybody.
I rode my bicycle past your window last night. I roller skated to your door at daylight. It almost seems like you're avoiding me. I'm okay alone, but you got something I need. Well, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key. I think that we should get together and try them out, you see. I've been looking around a while. You got something for me. Oh, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key. I ride my bike, I roller skate. Don't drive no car. Don't go too fast, but I go pretty far. For somebody who don't drive, I've been all around the world. Some people say I done all right for a girl. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Listening to Music's Greatest Decade with Tom Tarando. Join us next time for another year's number one singles on Music's Greatest Decade.